Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So here's the plan, because over the last few days...
Oh, this is for the NBA now?
Yeah, you got to hear this, because the NHL, what happened with the NHL, which worked, is that they had their draft and they're having their offseason. So whenever they start the season, it's okay, season's going to start. The NBA draft is November 18th, which is a huge day, obviously.
Right.
Their plan right now, and I'm fully on board and I fully understand it and I get it. I've evolved on this because I used to be of the belief, you know what, push the NBA back to March, who cares? Let's get fans in the stands. Let's make it as normal as possible. I think that's so unrealistic right now, or at least not something that you should plan around. That's how I would phrase it. It may be realistic, but I wouldn't plan around it. I wouldn't say let's push back the NBA to March because Barclays Center is going to be packed with people. Like, that's not the attitude they should have. And it's also really important for the NHL and the NBA to get back on the right calendar. I think we all agree with that, because the calendar was just too bizarre for both sports. So they want to start the year December 22nd.
Right. I've seen
that.
Right.
That's fine. I'm on board with it. That means training camp would start on December 1st.
Okay.
So 3 weeks of training camp. Not a lot, but okay, fine. December 1st. The draft is November 18th, Joe. Right now, their plan is for the offseason to begin a day or two after the NBA draft. Mm-hmm. So there would be basically a 10 or 11-day offseason as far as transactions are concerned.
Right, like a free agent frenzy type deal.
Oh, my. Yeah. A free agent frenzy, a trade frenzy. And then, boom, 11 days later, hey, it's training camp time. Let's go. I mean, that is insane. And I wonder what it does. Not necessarily the Nets, the Lakers, because they're all trying to win an NBA championship, and they're probably only going to make tweaks. Anthony Davis is going to re-sign. I'm no longer as convinced as I was in the past that the Nets are going to pull off any kind of blockbuster trade. I think it's more going to be tweaks. But if you're the Knicks, who have the second most cap room going into this offseason, I think Atlanta is the team with more cap room. And by the way, we don't know the cap number. That's the other thing that needs to be negotiated in the CBA. They have to renegotiate this between the players and the owners. Either way, the Knicks are going to have a lot of cap room. You know, depending on how much, we'll see. The luxury tax threshold is also a big thing. What that apron number is going to be, which should not matter to Joseph Tsai, because I don't give a damn what his tax bill is. He better pay it. Okay? He better pay it. You want to win an NBA championship, Mr. Tsai? You bet you're going to pay the tax bill. All right? I've paid enough money to your franchise. All the dopey Net fans have paid enough money for the franchise. You're paying the tax bill. Joe Harris is staying with the Nets. Now, I digress, because that it will annoy me to no end, Joe, if Joe Harris is on any other team with the Brooklyn Nets.
I get it.
If he's on your team, I'm going to lose my mind.
I understand.
But that's not going to happen. I got to be calm. But I wonder what that does to a team like the Knicks, where do you take a different approach to an offseason that's going to be 9 days? You know, I mean, are you really going to change that much about your roster? You know, we always talk about gelling in the NBA and how it takes time anyway. Well, look at the time you're going to have, bro. You're going to have a week and a half to make moves, and then a three-week training camp before you have this condensed NBA season.
Well, that should be being done right now. I mean, right now, the Knicks certainly should be looking at, you know, what their options are in the free agent period. Obviously, you got to see what happens with the draft, but I mean, that's where the mindset should be right now, right? Right or wrong?
Well, I'll tell you what I would do, man. And I know we said this last year, and I'm not sure specifically what's going to be available, but I would absolutely think about using my cap room as a place to absorb a bad contract to get more draft picks. I think the days of just hoarding it and saving it with an eye on a superstar, I don't think that's the best usage necessarily of cap space. It's not realistic that, you know, Anthony Davis is going to sign a one-on-one deal with the Lakers, then opt out and sign with the Knicks in 2 years. It's not realistic Giannis is going to leave Milwaukee and sign with the Knicks. So get a desperate team, And you'll find one because there are teams chasing championships right now. And when you're chasing a championship, you're just going to do anything that's going to help you in the short. And that may mean giving up draft picks just to force another team to take back a contract. I mean, that's absolutely realistic. And so it's tough to know what's going to be out there. We saw what happened last year or last offseason, which was like 7 years ago, whenever last offseason was. You know, that whole offseason when Kevin Durant came to Brooklyn, what was that, 5 years ago now?
Wow, man, it seems like 100 years ago now.
Seriously, but like the opportunity of an Andre Iguodala being out there, not because you want him, but because you can use your cap space to acquire more assets. Now, I don't know if that's what Leon Rose is thinking. I think there's certainly a, not a fear, but certainly a curiosity that maybe Leon Rose is looking for veteran help, that he's looking to win now. He's looking at, hey, let me go get Chris Paul. Let me go get some guys that can help me now. I just don't think that's the right approach. I really don't. I don't think chasing, you know, being a 7 or 8 seed is the right approach. I think you need to have long-term success.
Yeah. No, look, I mean, I know that it's, you know, it's been, it seems like millions of years since the Knicks have been in the playoffs, and it basically is. And they've been so bad for so long. But, you know, stopgap to be an 8 seed in the playoffs, I mean, what is that getting you? Where are you going with that? You know what I mean?
No, I agree.
You got to try to build long, like you said, long-term success where ultimately, you know, you're a consistent playoff team and, dare I say, an actual championship contender. I mean, how about that? Really? You know what I mean?
And I think what's great about having cap space and not being in a rush to win is that you could take advantage of other people's situations. So you could take advantage of a team that, I mean, look, the Nets have to win. Steve Nash said that today, by the way, which I was happy about. He did a town hall. It was actually on TV. I got an email. I thought it was only for season ticket holders, but it was on TV. It was everywhere.
Really?
And Ian Eagle hosted it. He did a very good job.
Interesting.
There's a couple of really interesting. I got to give you one that's unrelated to the Nets winning a title or anything that you may be interested in. Ian asked him what athletes he grew up admiring, and he named two athletes, okay? The first one's not going to surprise
you. He's from Canada, too. So, I mean,
it's not even Canadian related, believe it or not.
Okay.
Number one's Michael Jordan. Fine. Okay. You know who the other guy was? One of your favorites. Daryl Strawberry.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, that's shocking.
Yeah, I was excited when he said that. He's like, that's I love Daryl Strawberry.
Wow.
Apparently, Steve Nash played shortstop as a kid, and he loved baseball. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Who would have thought that, especially, you know, up in Canada?
Right.
But the point was, Nash was asked, I think one of the season ticket holders said, what are your expectations for this season? And he said, we're competing for a championship. And he said, look, it's not that if we don't win a championship, it's a disaster, but we are competing for an NBA championship. And I like that attitude because that's what they should be thinking. That's what they should be doing.
If you got Kevin Durant, I mean, you should be competing for a championship.
You're damn right. And that window is not going to be open forever.
No.
But not necessarily the Nets as an example, but other teams that are close, the LA Clippers, the Milwaukee Bucks, the LA Lakers, even though they just won, you get the right team in a desperate spot to shed a contract. You got to be the ones with your arms open saying, come here, baby. We'll take we'll take that contract. Now you throw in some draft picks. You throw in something to sweeten it up, and we'll take it for you. That is the spot to be in. I know that's not sexy. That's not exciting. That's not selling Chris Paul jerseys. I get all of that. But that's, to me, the thing. It's the thing they should have done more of last year. And I don't know, maybe in a shorter offseason, Joe, it actually is going to help them in a way because you'll get more quick desperation from teams if they're looking to shed a contract.
We'll see. We got a whole new management team in there now. You got a new head coach in there that, you know, is a top, you know, we all consider a top head coach. Let's see what they do, you know. The 8th pick in the draft, whatever they do there, you know, let's see. Let's see.
I mean, I
have no expectation level. I mean, I don't think any Knick fan should. But, you know, you want to see them really start to move now in the right direction. And dare I say, you know, 3 years from now, we can actually look at them as a legitimate contender. Is that too soon in the future? I mean, I don't know.
Yep. But this December 22nd thing is going to happen, and it's going to happen because of money.
Yeah. Yep.
That's why
they also want to get. I think the bad ratings. They wanted to get back on the court as soon as they could.
100%. Because
I don't
think there's
any doubt about that.
They can't have the calendar that way. And look, here's the problem. Both sports, the NBA and the NHL, are similar in this regard. They rely heavily on the gate. Okay,
yeah,
they do.
Of course. Sure.
And it's going to be very damaging for these sports if they can't put any fans in their stands this year. But you know what? There's a really good chance that's going to happen. You know, it's one thing to put 10,000 people in Kansas City. It's an open-air stadium. Like, do you really think they're going to put people in NBA arenas across the country, NHL? Or, if it is, it's going to be
not going to happen in New York, I can tell you that.
No, it's not going to happen in New York. And I'll tell you this, even if they do open these things up in other cities, what are we talking about? 800 people? Like, yeah. Seriously.
Yeah.
It's a smaller space. So the NBA is going to lose a fortune. So here's some of the things they're talking about, because they're going to do what baseball did and football's doing. They're not going into a bubble. Like, they're going to play in these home arenas. And so Shams was tweeting earlier, Shams Charania, the NBA sent its game presentation protocols for next year with no fans. And what they're going to do is they're going to have enhanced theatrical lighting. That's one thing they're going to have. The crowd is going to come from a taped arena noise and NBA 2K pre-recorded chants. And then there's the possibility of team arena entertainers. So I don't know what that means. Does that mean we're going to get like live music in the middle of games or something?
Maybe. Sounds like it. Well, I mean, you almost have that now. You got the Knicks City dancers. You got all this kind of stuff going on already.
But, hey, my team's got a huge edge because the Nets are very used to pumping in fake crowd noise. Yeah, so this is old hat, bro.
That's true.
It's old.
Goes back to the old Brendan Byrne arena days. It's been going on for a long time.
I know. It's going to be surreal seeing this, but I think they got to do it. They just have to start. They got to start the season in a reasonable amount of time.
Yeah.
We can't wait here forever.
Yeah.
And hopefully by, April, May, June, hopefully postseason time.
Can hope. Can only hope arenas. That that's the case. Let's hope so.
Absolutely. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.